Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castineau. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grubb. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Rangers. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Rangers. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is called out on strikes. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Putnam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreau moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. Landreau moves to third. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Powell reaches second base with a double. Landreau scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 4-1, Rangers. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Rangers. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Rangers. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Ken Brett now pitching. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Nelson Norman now playing shortstop. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam fields it and throws to second for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell scores. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Rangers. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Wills moves to second. One out. Richie Zisk pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Mike Baksik now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Will steals third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Sample now playing left field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. he's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Rangers. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Putnam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Sundberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.